There is nothing about this that is going to leave you winded or wishing you weren't doing it. And they take less than 10 minutes of your time a day. So if you haven't done that, you are going to click the link that is right below where you are listening, or you can head to myessentialbirth.com/3-exercises, or you can head to myessentialbirth.com and click the free cheat sheet at the top, or scroll down on the bottom of the page, put your name and email, and I will send them to you. No matter what, there are a ton of places that you can get this. What it is, it's a guide, and it's got three very specific exercises that you are to do every day starting now. And if you're not perfect at it, that is fine. Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. Okay, I'm getting ready to start this episode, and all I have going through my mind is that Eminem song, Shady's Back. Because I'm like, here I am, back again with another episode. And this testimonial is awesome. It is from I Love Biebs and This Game. All right. And she says, can't wait to dive back in for baby number two. Woo woo. I am so excited. And since this one is from a little bit ago, I'm kind of hoping you're already pregnant, and that is awesome. But she said, I listened to this podcast during my entire first pregnancy. I loved the mix of birth stories, education, and practices. I felt empowered to advocate for myself and ask a lot of questions, which led to confidence in my body and trust in my provider. I chose the epidural route and was satisfied with my experience bringing my son into the world. I just found out that I am pregnant with baby number two and started listening again. Stephanie feels like an old friend, and I can't wait to catch up with her. Honestly, I could go on and on about how this podcast has been a blessing and encouragement in my motherhood journey. Thank you. What a sweet testimony that you have there. And I absolutely love that. For those of you that are listening, if you are at all curious about the birth course and what it talks about in the way, because I talk about it being, it's evidence-based, it's holistic, it's peer-reviewed, right? I say those things. We go over all sides. Like if you are a mom that wants an epidural, excellent. Let's talk about how to get you a little bit farther in your labor so that when you have that epidural, it is that much more effective in a way that won't cause more interventions. Or let's talk about your comfort levels and how you deal with stress. And there is no right and wrong answer here. If you are a mom that wants an epidural, excellent. That birth course is for you. If you are a mom that wants to go unmedicated, excellent. The birth course is for you. This is for all moms. This is the birth course that I wish every single mom had, because you deserve it. You absolutely deserve to have good education like this. And if you're interested, you can dive in at myessentialbirth.com/get-started. And it's not very expensive either. In fact, we have two different options, and one is only $75 a month. You could literally dive in $75 and get everything at your fingertips immediately. So keep that in mind. Now, this episode is for the dads. This is for all my birth partners out there. Although moms, I actually do need you to listen to this, because I know you're going to help relay this information, and then maybe you put it on for dad too, and that's awesome. But I think we have come a long way with how dads are involved with birth, especially now, today, right? And we know that research shows that women having their significant other with them during labor equals better outcomes, more comfort for mom, shorter labors, just overall general better experience. And I think a lot of times, most of the birth prep is focused on moms, which is obvious. We're going to do that because that is the person giving birth. But that birth partner role is so important, and we don't want to leave it out. So you will hear oftentimes when I have birth stories, as often as I can get them on, I have the dads join, because I want to hear from their side too. I want to hear from their perspective. The way that the birth story goes for the mom, and that's a lot of what we're going to relate to as women, is incredible and powerful and wonderful. And for dads, feeling like they're a little bit in the dark and a little bit on the outside of things because they're not growing a baby and they don't know exactly what they're doing the first time that mom is growing a baby inside of her, it's really great to hear from another guy about how they felt about it, about what they did during the labor, about how they helped her prep for pregnancy, and how they felt along the way. I feel like we're so hard. I know I am. I feel like we're so hard on our husbands, on these guys that support us. Like, you should know this and this. And, you know, we put so much on them, and it's like, they have feelings too. Like, this is hard too. Like, it's not uncommon for men to have like postpartum depression or to feel like an extreme amount of stress when their wife is pregnant. And they're like, man, I really got to make sure like I'm doing this and this and this with my work. And I've got a family to support and like all the things that go on inside of their heads. So I just want to like call out and show some respect to these incredible men who are supporting us along the way. Now, I'm going to start everybody here. If you haven't yet, you need to go download the 3 exercises. These are not like workouts that I am making you do. There is nothing about this that is going to leave you winded or wishing you weren't doing it. And they take less than 10 minutes of your time a day. So if you haven't done that, you are going to click the link that is right below where you are listening, or you can head to myessentialbirth.com/3-exercises, or you can head to myessentialbirth.com and click the free cheat sheet at the top, or scroll down on the bottom of the page, put your name and email, and I will send them to you. No matter what, there are a ton of places that you can get this. What it is it's a guide, and it's got 3 very specific exercises that you are to do every day starting now. And if you're not perfect at it, that is fine. But it is a guide and it is there to help you. And once you dive into that, I'm going to send you freebies every day. And then you can obviously respond and connect with me on any of those. Yes, it's me responding. So if you have any questions or you're interested in that at all, that's what you need to do. Start there. That is for mom and dad. This is something that I encourage dads, especially when you guys are in the birth course, like dads, this is your job. Do these exercises with her or be with her when she does them, or write her a little checklist so that you make sure that she's getting these things done. That is one way that you can support yourself and dad can support mom along the way. Now, during pregnancy, let's talk about this. In order for your birth partner to be an excellent support during labor, it's going to start with pregnancy. It's going to start way before your contractions begin, because it can be really awkward if you guys don't work on anything at all during pregnancy. And then all of a sudden dad goes to dive in and try to be really helpful, which they're really good at during labor. It's going to be awkward because you didn't plan for this, because you don't know how to support a pregnant woman doing what she's doing, making the noises that she's making, getting naked in the middle of the room. That's going to be really awkward. Now, I think the first thing you guys need to discuss, what are your desires for birth? Okay, just let's talk about some communication exercises. But for dads, if you haven't asked mom, and moms, if you haven't told dad that this is your desire for birth, this is your dream birth, then sit him down and do it. Now is the time. Do not wait. Because if they don't have that vision with you, if you can't walk them through that vision, they won't know what you need along the way. And they really do want to help. Guys are so good at being helpful. Like, they live for it. I've noticed with my husband, like, he thrives in service for me. And it is beautiful when you can work together, especially when it's during the labor process. I don't think there's anything more beautiful that you get to do together in this life than not just making the baby, but giving birth to the baby together, like going through that process together and raising children. You will be bonded in a way that you will only know once you've done it. So walk them through, like, I've had you guys do this before with like visualizing your birth and what that looks like, but walk through, like, I picture myself when I'm having contractions, like, I'm going to be wearing these clothes and I'm going to be, you know, I want to rest and be at home, or I want to get to the hospital early, or I want to have a home birth. Or you have to walk them through that. And I think I want to use water for relaxation, and I know I'm going to want you to be giving me some counter pressure, and like walk them through exactly what that looks like, meditations, all of that stuff. talk to him about where you want to give birth. Do you want to be at home? Do you want to be at the hospital? I mean, that alone, depending on your on your place of birth, can be a whole conversation. And it's important to have, because if you guys are not on the same page, whew, that's step number one, even before we talk about this provider and all that, right? Like, work to get your birth partner on the same page with you. Now, in order for dad to be the best support person that he can be, he's got to be supportive of those birth choices. So it's not just a matter of telling him, this is what I want. It's how do I get him on the same page so he can see what I'm seeing from the point that I'm seeing it. So it's actually really common, especially for first-time dads and first-time moms, to not be on the same page at first. Totally common. When I was teaching birth courses in person, my icebreaker in that first class was, raise your hand if your wife made you come. If you are only in this room because that pregnant lady, that beautiful pregnant woman next to you made you come. Guess what? Every single one of them raises their hands every time. And sometimes they are happily there. Most of the times they have been dragged there and they agree to it because I love her and here we are. But let me tell you this, a couple of classes in and some deeper conversation about how the body works and how they can support and what's happening to mom during labor, and they're hooked. And I mean, they are starting to talk to coworkers about it, and they're starting to talk to family about it, and they become knowledgeable about it. I mean, talking to hairdressers about it. I've heard all the stories, and it's not just one of them. It's all of them. So maybe there's a rare, like, you know, I really don't care about any of this. Most of the time, dads get just as excited about this stuff as moms do. And so once they've got that education, trust me, it's just going to be so good. The best part is once they start learning about those options, the decisions that need to be made, and what mom wants and how he can support and uphold those things, that's where the fire happens. That's where they're like, I know my job. I know why I'm here to do this. It's the same thing that happens when they learn that hands-on support. So like, if you're curious, this is all the stuff we do in the birth course for sure. But one of the things that we talk about is hands-on support. And if you know how to put your hands on mom to help alleviate pain, to give her more comfort, to show love and your strength, there is something about like a man's strength, particularly during, it feels like not only does it feel good because they're powerful and they have bigger muscles than we do, but it feels safe. It feels comfortable. It feels like that is the person that I love. Like he is making me feel comfortable and safe and like I can do this, like we're doing this together. So keep that in mind. It's really powerful to have your spouse there and to have them involved in a way that they understand how to be involved and that you're excited to have them there doing what they're doing. It's also less scary. So especially for dads and moms, actually, I had a lot of people who started off in my birth course. And mind you, even then, I am all about moms if they would choose to have an epidural or give birth in hospital. Like, these are all decisions that you get to make. I support everything. Like, it really is your birth, your baby, your way. But what would happen often, it just kind of did, is over time, as we're talking about the different options for mom and baby and hospital and whatever, a lot of moms would end up deciding, I think I want to head towards the out of hospital birth, or I want to switch to a midwife. And the moms that even started off there with dads that were like, that's not safe. I don't want them doing that. You know, I can't support that. What if something happens and there's an emergency? All of a sudden that tone starts to switch and you're like, oh, like birth isn't an emergency. Birth isn't scary. It's actually a really common thing that everybody does, that bodies are made to do. And when well supported, we know it's safe to do in all these different settings. So it takes the scary out of it, the fear of the unknown. And that is really important for dads. And if you don't dive into the birth course, fine, but you're listening along with these podcasts, and that's where you're going to want to take dad. So if you're not in the birth course, great. Take them to the podcast. These are, and listen through them. And as you're going through, we actually do have a list of, and I'll post it actually. I'll put it in the show notes. We have a list of our top episodes to have dads listen to. And that's based off of you mom saying, I had him listen to this. I had him listen to this. Like, these were my favorite ones. Those are the most helpful. Then have them listen to those. And it's fun. After a while, we've definitely had a lot of dads that are like, I feel like I know Stephanie. And like, yeah, we just put it on and we listen on our car ride to wherever. And we just like chit chat about life and make jokes about things. And it's just fun. It's just part of what you're doing. And that is the best way that you can do it. Obviously, where dad can learn everything he needs to know. If you guys do dive in or you're interested in the birth course, that's going to take you step by step through it. If it's not mine, choose another good birth course. I am here. Like I created what I created. I talk about what I talk about because I know the difference that it makes. So as long as you are doing something good to prepare together, I support you. And I totally think that you should be doing that together. Birth stories are another one. Now, when you hear an excellent birth story on this podcast that resonates with you, that's the one that you want to pass on to dad. He might not want to sit and listen to all these birth stories. Maybe he will, and that's totally awesome. But if he doesn't, you pass on the ones that evoke the most emotion and make you the most excited for your birth, because that's what you're looking for. You're like, this is what I want my birth to be like. Like, take a listen to this. That's what you send him. Labor rehearsals are another thing. Obviously, so good to practice with your birth partner. Practicing counter pressure, like I talked about, different ways to be able to do that. And going over a birth plan or a birth map. And that comes from being really educated about your different options, right? Like I've said like a million times, like for me, something that was really important for me, and I put it on the birth plan because it was that important to me. I don't want an IV and I want to wear my own clothes. Those were huge. You might have your own things. Like, I can't tell you how many women don't care that they're in their own clothes. Like, I don't get it. But for them, they don't. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be on there. But other things that might really matter are like intermittent monitoring, like, or I don't want to have any vaginal exams. Like, that stuff matters. You need to know, you know, in case things go sideways, like, what does that look like? Am I involved in the decision making? Do I have an idea of the benefits and the risks and the alternatives and trusting myself and being able to say no? Do I really, really know and believe that? Because let me tell you this, when you are face to face with a provider who is telling you, this is what I recommend, and you feel even coerced sometimes in specific situations, or even if you don't, but they're just listing off the things. And in your head, you're like, that doesn't sound like what I want to do. But you are faced with it face to face. It is not easy to be able to say no. Now, for some women, it is. Some personalities, it is. Some Enneagram numbers, it totally is. For the rest, it is not. And so if you know that about yourself, you're going to have dad there advocating with you, advocating for you, knowing what you really want, even in the face of them being uncomfortable in front of a provider that's recommending differently. So keep that in mind. Pain management, that's something that you're going to have to talk about, right? Do you want an epidural? Is there a point where you're like, I would like to try it unmedicated, and when I get to this point, I would like an epidural? Or here's I always do like a word. I use a word with my clients, like, let's have like a fun word that is not epidural, that if you reach a point where you want one, and even if there's providers in the room, you can be like, man, I'm really craving some cotton candy right now. Or I really want a Twix bar, you know, that I can catch on to and be like, oh yeah, let me see what I have, and then make sure it's a safe space to be like, let's talk about it. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling that way? Let's get that stuff out, right? So pain management is something to discuss there. There's no right or wrong answer. Moms get epidurals and have excellent births and love their births. Moms choose to go unmedicated, same thing. It really is up to you. You get to decide. And so being able to work through that and talk with your birth partner about what is going to be best for you and what you really want to be able to do, it's going to be really, really valuable. I am also going to link for you guys. We have a customizable birth plan download. So if you are already part of our email list, you'll get that this week. And if not, go ahead and check the show notes and it will be there. And of course, be prepared, dads, to be at Sonic at 11 p.m. to get mom some kind of milkshake because cravings are real. And when you're very pregnant, especially, you're like, I don't care. I need it now. If you're like me, like you guys have heard this. All of my years of education, all of my babies that I've had, when I hit 40 plus one, so I hit my 40-week due date, guest date, plus one, so the next day, I was like, why are you still in there, baby? Get out. And when baby decided he would do whatever he wanted to do, I was like, fine, every day you're in there, I'm going to drink an Oreo shake. And I did. And it probably wasn't the best thing for me. I can't say it made me feel super great, but I felt a little rebellious and a little bit delicious. And my husband would bring that home from work every day that last week. I don't know. Maybe that made my labor longer or something terrible, but that's what I did. So dads, just be supportive. Let's talk about birth. Now, once those contractions start, dad actually has some good jobs to do. It keeps him busy and it helps him know kind of where things are at. There's a couple of things that you can do. I always set them up with use the Full Term app. So if you do not have Full Term, it's a free app. Download it on your phone. You're going to go wherever they have it right now. And I believe it's on Android and Apple. So you're going to go download Full Term. And it's a pregnancy contraction timer. It has a start and a stop. And you can edit as needed. But it will give you an idea of how close the contractions are to each other and how long they are lasting. And that is one part of the whole vision for where mom is at during labor, right? So your job's to time them. And then especially because mom will probably do this at the beginning, but certainly as time goes on and she's focused on what she's doing, she's not going to be clicking a button every couple of minutes. Or if she is, you're going to want to say, let me take that over for you so that you can focus on what you're doing and you'll keep track. Time is one part of the equation, right? Like we tell moms, go in 3-1-1. So when your contractions are 3 minutes apart, lasting a minute long for at least an hour. And maybe that's, you know, first time mom territory. You know your body best. And with that next baby, maybe the different sensations and things, you'll choose to go in different. But that's where the rest of it comes in, because it's not just about timing. It is about how mom is reacting to her body and how she's tuning into her body. And so like earlier in labor, for example, moms are more excited. Oh my gosh, I'm in labor and this is it. And I'm having contractions and they're probably spaced farther apart and she can still talk through them and walk through them. As time progresses, even if they stay farther apart, like if they're not the 3 minutes apart or whatever, even if they stay farther apart, if they're becoming more intense, where mom is now stopping, like she'll be walking and when she has a contraction, she has to stop. She is closing her eyes and focusing. She's breathing through them. She's making noise even to get through them. You know, that's different. Then you're not just looking at the contraction timing anymore. You're looking at the whole picture. But generally, contractions become longer, stronger, and closer together as labor progresses, and then mom's attitude will change. Kind of the joke that we say, right, is if you're walking out the door and you go to snap a picture and she's able to smile, might be too soon. If it was like I briefly like looked up from my eyes being closed and I snapped a quick smile picture and I went right back down, that's different. But if she's like waving to the camera and saying her final goodbyes and all that, it might be a little bit too early. And no, again, that's not totally true. So, but in other words, you want to like keep track of that whole when mom is in labor land, as we like to call it, and her focus and all of that kind of stuff. The other thing you want to make sure to do is dads are in charge of packing the car. And that can include making sure you have a nice cold water that she can take with her. If you value your car and your car seats, maybe you bring some towels and some Chex pads or some pee pads if you have dogs. And you want to make sure that you set the environment. So if it is cold outside, you have warmed up the car and there is heat blowing inside and not too hot, because that's easy to do too. Or if it's hot outside, that there's air conditioning on and all of that. It is your job to kind of set the mood. Grab the bags, put out whatever you need in the car, grab her some protein snacks, keep track of all that kind of stuff. Make sure that she's good to go. And you should have some kind of like go bag and list, or hospital bag and list, ready so that you can double check all those things. That will include grabbing cell phones and cell phone chargers, cameras, make sure mom has chapstick, all of that stuff, but it should be discussed prior. The other thing that you'll be in charge of if you're doing your job well, dads, is making sure that she's doing certain things during labor. You want to make sure she is moving, even if she doesn't want to. You want to really encourage her to get some movement. So moms, that's for you to hear. Dads, it's also for you to hear. Make sure she's getting movement. You should be changing positions about every 30 minutes because yes, while it does kind of feel comfortable in this one position, over time, if you keep doing that, it's going to become less and less comfortable. And what we talk about is the pain gate theory and all of that. And in other words, If every 30 minutes you're changing positions, you're going to mess up those pain receptors that keep steadily flowing and saying this is becoming more and more painful. You're going to confuse them a little bit and give her a little bit of a break and also allow baby a different position for moving, because babies do all kinds of movements during labor, and it's why it's so important for mom to not be stuck in a bed and have the ability to move around unless she has an epidural. Now, make sure that she's emptying her bladder. That is also on you, dad. Labor time, she should be, when she's moving, every 30 minutes or so, see if you can get her to go to the bathroom. If not every 30, do every 45 to an hour. But movement, bladder, and make sure she is hydrated. Make sure that she is hydrated. If she can't go to the bathroom because she's dehydrated, you have a major problem. Dehydration causes stronger, more painful contractions and less effective contractions. So our body runs on water. She needs to have lots and lots of water, and then make sure she's got some kind of protein snack with her. And I say take honey sticks as well instead of those popsicles or the soda that they're going to offer you at the hospital or your place of birth, depending. You want to make sure that she's got something like honey. Honey is great because it smacks you up really quick. It gives you that like sudden burst of energy, but it tapers off, whereas sugar takes you up really fast and drops you really fast. So that's why we recommend honey. So those are all the kind of things that you're going to need, you know, as you're going throughout labor. And then you will have already practiced things like counter pressure and talking softly and asking her what she needs, and massage. That should have already been practiced before. If you guys are not practicing massage during pregnancy, you're not going to get it right during labor. Maybe an occasional, you know, I love you. But if it's not like normal for you to like mom's going to bed and you're massaging her or whatever, or you actually like take time to practice it, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be like, why is he doing that? We don't normally do that, but it can be so good during labor. So I recommend practicing it. And the best part about this, dads, this is the part that dads get excited about. Mom is going to show you exactly what she wants by doing the exact pressure and speed and feel that she wants you to do. So she's going to show you where she wants it, how she wants it, exactly the speed that she wants it. And then you will mirror that on her. So dad's get a massage out of this. And obviously you can totally pretend to be confused a couple times to get more massage. So you guys will work that out. Words of affirmation. This is something during labor, and some guys really just fall into because they see the power, they see the strength, they see the way that they're that this mom is working through things, and it's so natural to them, even if it's not natural before, to be like, oh my gosh, honey, like you are doing great and I'm so proud of you. You are so strong. Some of that's going to come naturally just from the birth itself, the energy of it, and the watching her do the hardest thing she's ever done. And some of it won't. And so if you practice those things before, as corny as it seems, I promise you with everything in me that it will transfer to birth. So if you're not doing those things now, I want you to do them now. And if mom has a couple favorite affirmations that she would like you to repeat in preparation for it, start with those. But you should get used to praising if you're not already verbally working with mom that way. And also finding ways to physically touch her to help her release tension. So oftentimes when we practice meditation, and we certainly do this within the course, when we do the meditation practice, it's like, okay, there's a couple of things we got to do. We got to set the mood, right? So we're like going to turn the lights dim. We're going to grab a scent that we like. We're going to have our birth partners nearby. We're going to practice our breathing and closed eyes or a focal point. And then dad's job during some of these practices is to touch. And so sometimes we use verbal and sometimes we use touch. When we use the verbal, we say, okay, dads, now you're verbally going to tell her, I want you to relax or release tension from, or let this area be soft, you know, your eyebrows, your cheekbones, your jaw, let it hang heavy. And you work all the way down, right? And then we say, okay, now you're going to do it. You're going to say those things while you're touching those areas. So dad is saying, you're going to just feel this part of your eyebrow. You're going to let it go really loose and heavy. And now when I touch here, you're going to let this part, your cheeks are just going to hang and droop. And when I touch your jaw, you release all of that tension, right? And then when she can't stand the sound of your voice during labor, and I'm just kidding, some moms, right? But when she's like, I don't want to hear any noises during labor. I don't want you talking to me. I just want to focus on what I'm doing because I'm in labor land. Dad can softly go up and start touching her forehead and touching her cheeks and touching her jaw and gently placing a little bit of pressure on her shoulders. And your body will react to that. It's called muscle memory, and it's because you guys have practiced it. So that's all the stuff that you should be doing right now, and that will 100% transfer into labor. That is the kind of stuff, even as a doula, right? Like, and that's, I'm constantly trying to teach you everything I know as a doula because it's such a benefit to you, because there's no reason you shouldn't have that information. And that is the kind of stuff that can make a huge difference. It is so small and subtle, but moms are so in tune and aware of everything around them that it doesn't have to be big, loud things that make a huge difference. It can be those small, subtle, gentle motions, movements, sounds, your voice that help her release whatever tension she has to move into a better space, to allow contractions to come on stronger. It's all part of it. And you guys get to do this together. It's this like beautiful dance. And the other thing is, dads, you guys are strong. We lean on you emotionally, but also physically. And I mean, there will be hours where mom is just wanting to hang her arms over you. She just needs somewhere safe to hang, and you will be that rock for her. It's also like we talked about the counter pressure and stuff, or the squeezing of the hand. There's so many ways that you get to support her and literally hold her up during labor. It's beautiful. It really is. It's going to bring you both so much closer together. And it's just, birth is the most loving, selfless, beautiful, sacred space ever. There's no other words for that. Now, what not to do? Let's finish with what not to do. First of all, don't take offense to anything mom says during labor. It's not real. She just needs you to hear her quickly and needs you to get the information quickly. So for example, and I've shared this before, but if you're like rubbing a ton on her and maybe you're doing it in the same thing in the same spot and it's getting super annoying, even though it felt good at first, she's going to be like, stop, you know, she's going to yell behind her, like, stop. And it's not uncommon, and I understand why, for dads to be like, oh crap, like, you know, what have I done? But it just needed to stop, and it's okay. So don't be offended. I promise when everything is said and done, she's going to fall into you and just be so excited that you were there and she couldn't have done it without you and all that stuff. I promise. It's going to be the most intensity that she's ever felt, period. And so you need to know that. And most dads, you're going to be in awe of her. You just will not be able to believe how strong the mother of your child is. And it really does. It puts men in awe of their women. That's it. Make sure that you sleep when you have a chance. So if at any point mom is napping and does not need support, you sleep too. That is not time to start texting everybody and checking in or looking at the football scores or whatever. You sleep too. Trust me, if you don't follow that, it will be bad. The rest of the time, though, you should not sleep. So only sleep when mom is sleeping. Otherwise, if you fall asleep during labor, and it is not because, I have actually been to two births where they have specifically hired me because they knew dad could not handle being awake for a certain amount of time. He had to be able to sleep. And so I was there to help alleviate when that happened. They both knew, they both agree, they were both happy with it. But if that's not the plan, then that's not what you should be doing. You know, unless you just got off of like some 12, 14 hour shift, you haven't slept in days, something like that, like you really do need to be a part of the labor process. So be an active role during that time. Making jokes. Okay, there is a time and place for this. My husband did it and I actually really loved it. Like, we're super jokey with each other. Personality rise, right? But don't just start making off-the-wall jokes for no reason or something that's supposed to be funny that could be offensive, particularly towards mom. Don't do it. That would not be a good one. So just keep that in mind. And then sometimes jokes, like even when they're fun, like contractions are not easy. And the more they go on and the more, like, if jokes are added in, like, laughing can hurt. I know that sounds like so silly, but she might hit a point where like it's funny at first and then it's like, ow, you know, that's like, ow, funny. And then she might be like, okay, like, you gotta stop. So just, you know, be aware of that. And then don't forget to take pictures. Even and you know your wife best, or you know mom best. And so definitely communication on this, but you're going to wish you wanted that somebody took pictures. Like, moms are going to wish that they had pictures. I wish I had more pictures. I was so grateful that my doula took pictures during my last birth. I didn't have pictures during the births of any of my children until the last one. The only bummer about having my doula do it was she wasn't in any of them. So I should have had my husband or somebody else in the room taking pictures too. I didn't even think about it. So you'll want the pictures. You can always delete the ones that show too much or you didn't make a good face or whatever. But I promise those are going to be pretty precious to you. So if you have an opportunity, absolutely take the pictures. Okay, well, pregnancy and birth is mom's role. She's the one growing the baby and all of that kind of stuff. You guys are doing this together. That's, I kind of want to like close out with that thought process that this is not something meant to be only for mom to know about, only for mom to be educated about, only for mom to be experiencing. This is something that you guys do together. You made this baby together. You're in this relationship together. You are committed to each other. And this whole, as soon as baby's born, you're going to be doing it together. Like, this is the time to really bind up, be bound to each other, work through things, communicate with one another, and get to the other side of this birth process together. And I promise as you do that, I promise as you make yourself available and you work through this with communication and those hands-on techniques and whatever tools that you can have to educate yourself around the process and figure out how to love her in this space, the both of you are going to be so blessed for that. Like I've said before, there is nothing like labor, birth, parenting that bonds a couple. And this is where it starts. This experience, I think, is kind of that like jumping off point to the rest of your lives together. And it's beautiful. It's magical. It's sacred. There's nothing like it. And I hope you feel a little more prepared to do that now. So until next week, I hope you guys have an excellent, excellent week this week. And work hard together on everything that I've given you. And as always, if you have any questions, it's hello@myessentialbirth or @myessentialbirth on Instagram. And I will chat with you later. If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes, and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.